And this is how we have to be with the Lord. We have to have this kind of a transaction. It isn't that we come, right, trying to dig up or just go through a confession, right? Rote prayers, right? Right? We're not here for that. We're here to come and open to the Lord through His Word. Speak to Him through His Word. And as we do that, He begins to speak to us. Right? You begin to do this. And all of a sudden, something jumps out of here, right? Out of the page. And sometimes it's so precious. It's something of the Lord Himself. And when we see that, we realize, I don't match that. Right? I don't match that. And then we just say, Lord, forgive me, but I have You. On the one hand, I don't meet that standard, but You do. Amen. Right? This is what it is. This is what the Lord wants us, to appreciate Him. So all these verses, right, I put them on here so you know all the kinds of things, right? The Bible's just full of these. You can go through the whole Bible, right? What you do in the morning, you praise, you rejoice. You give a ringing shout, right? So this morning I took a walk, right? Just like the Lord here in Mark 1:35, He went out and went away to a deserted place. So I walked away. I started walking down the road here, right? And I gave a ringing shout, right? Eventually, right? We have to all these items are just for us to enjoy the Lord, to open to the Lord. Even singing, right? It says, awaken, I will awaken the dawn. Awake, lyre. Awake, harp. So Daniel, you can begin the morning by singing, good morning, Lord Jesus. Thank You for today. That's okay. The Lord appreciates that. You're telling Him, good morning. It's not just for children. Right? This isn't just for children's meeting. Right? This is the way we need to begin our day. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Thank You for today. Thank You. I have a spirit. Thank You. I can pray. And it doesn't matter that the sisters are fine singing, but I know the brothers, we struggle. Right? All except my third son, right? The rest of us. Right, we have issues. But the Lord doesn't care. He says, make a joyful noise. It's okay. And it's also good, right, at some point, to go to a deserted place and just release your spirit. Give a ringing shout. Actually, one of the best ways to get to the Lord in the morning is to praise the Lord. Any of you ever wake up, or any time, actually not even just in the morning, any time, you have the feeling you just cannot find the Lord. It is like He is behind a solid steel door, right? That is impenetrable, and you cannot get to Him. Anybody feel that way ever? Right? You know what I've discovered? The way to get past that? The way to get past that is to begin to praise the Lord. And the louder, the better. I know most of you don't drive yet, but I do it in the car. The one thing I miss about not being able to drive to the prayer meetings in Denver is I don't have that time in the car. Because driving down I-25 on the way to a prayer meeting, many times I didn't feel like going to. The only way is to begin to praise the Lord down I-25 at the top of my lungs. Right? The best way, when you can't seem to find the Lord, is begin to praise Him. And begin not just to praise, just say praise the Lord, but to praise Him for all kinds of things. Right? You can't seem to get out from underneath your sins. Praise you, Lamb of God.
Amen.
Praise you, the one who died for me.
Amen.
Praise you as the one who shed his blood.
Amen.
Praise you, the one who obtained forgiveness for my sins.
Amen.
It isn't about spending time looking at your sins and your defeats and your failures. Right? It's a matter of, Lord, you're wonderful. You died for me. Right? We praise in this way. You will get to the Lord. You cannot keep it up and not find the Lord. Right? So you have to learn. You have to learn. Right? This time in the morning, it's focused on the Lord.